Hi there and happy Sunday. It's Sunday, July 29th, 2018. I've been, for about the last 10 weeks, building some tiered retaining wall structures on both sides of my house, and that put me in mind of this song that I wrote in 1982 called the Jewish Mason Song. So I dusted off the bass that I have in my closet and attempted to play this. I hope you enjoy it.
Jewish Mason on my way to buy some beer. His wall was only 3 feet high, so I grabbed him by the ear. I asked him what this crazy wall was doing in the street, and he said I need protection from the people that I meet. So I asked him about the Cadillac that drives through here at 10. And he said, it's just the governor and I'll be done by then. How high, I did inquire, will it be when you are through? Just high enough, he said, to keep the cars from passing through. So I asked him what he held against the rich man's limousine, and he answered with a sigh that his family's growing lean. I told him what he needed was a job to help him out, and he said I worked too hard at finding places for my ground. So I helped him build his wall all day, and I bathed myself in sweat. It stood 100 feet above the pavement with no net. We carried off the ladders and I bought a case of brew. Then we sat beside the road and decided what to do. I bought some yellow paint and two white brushes without doubt, and then we painted us a sign that said, please stop and help me out. It was 18 after 9, so we poured another round while waiting for the governor to gasp at what he found. We spied two burning headlights down the road. They came a-screaming round the curve until at last they finally slowed. The car came to a final halt and somebody approached, but it was just the chauffeur and he asked to see the coach. Well, the governor, he was nervous, there was sweat inside his hand. He shook it and inquired if he thought the wall would stand. He made a silent gesture and then informed us that he was late for a $13 dinner that cost 90 bucks a plate. So he took out some explosives and the driver wired them up. He backed the car up 50 feet and he told us to shut up. There came a flash that lit the sky and rang inside my head. The wall was blown to pieces and my face grew very red. Well, the governor, he just drove on past, he never said goodbye. My friend just shook his head, me, I soon began to cry. He started picking up the bricks and he offered me some wine. And he told me not to worry, 'cause it happens all the time. Yes, he told me not to worry, 'cause it happens all the time.